Die Machleuke, an die Gemorre, dass es Menschen ist, die ohne Bräume. So, was der Ton ist so rasch, ist dauer des Bräume, und da hat Harambam ist in deinem Bräume, das soll, dass die Machleuke sind nicht hier. Und wir haben uns da, wo wir noch zu bleiben, kann kommen nicht hier. Er ist in Marisa, ist in Michi. So, das ist, was die Gemorre sagt. Ich weiß, und wenn ich mich vergeben, ich bin nicht weiß, ich bin nicht. So, die Holzmann kann mir sehen, ich weiß, Kotze, das ist wichtig. In other words, die Ogen, jedes Vorher, die zu mir sagen, aber nicht ein Maschinen und ein Strasse, und ich ein Kamen, die Daten, immer ein Ding zu mir sagen. Und wo Mocke ich in den Seinen von Tag, und in den Tag, wo die Aschenstrahlen, und Magieren sind Kuchen, Wir rate habe ich nicht sagen, wir haben auch etwas alles in der Gemeinde. Jetzt kostet mir, how to explain die Gemorre. Because die Gemorre sagt, Mar Barabashi Oma, Tidin des Wische, Afo Gabri Mulich Livre. If it is transparent, even not white. So, a contract is mean, that it has a deal to sagen, und aber auch für zwei alles in der Gemeinde. Wir können nur mal schon als Adeni Obel Reuter. Wie ich die nachher, denn ich wohne in Beheu, die Sachwohl bin Achse. Wie ich so immer betroffen, dass ich in der Ader wenig, Ader kann wenig, der Arimbo und der Psoor bei der Zimmertagin. Gott sie, dass Arimbo und der Psoor bei der Zimmertagin, anab Zimmertagin der Psoor. Die Dinnen Eilu, Dimmu bei Behemu. So in Behemu jetzt drei Kinder. Echo Dog und Schneien Dach. Die Kosse war Ramm. Now, hier, there is a bit of the more. Actually, there is two small subjects about that. Now, the more I say that I involve on the Behemu. The second line from the top. Omer HaMeimah Mishmei D'Rav. Mishmei D'Rav Zvich. Flosha Chutaha. Three tenders. Chad Alime, one thick one, with three skinny. And two small ones, or thin ones. Imsak Alime, so HaMeimah Mishmei D'Rav Zvich is Machi. He said, if just the thick one was severed, even though the two thin ones, the two thin tendons, are intact, so it's already praying. Why? Because of the regime. Even though the regime is not gone, because one is just new. So the regime remains, but the rovinian, since this is a thick one, so it's called the rovinian, so it's severed. So it's right. Suppose the thick one, the thick tendon, is intact, but the two small ones are severed as the regime. So then it's also trained because then the regime is gone. In other words, if regime is gone, or is Yitzhak, or opinion is Yitzhak, so it's right. Now, so he's the man. Mar Barabashi is made it. Master record. If the Kalime, even though the thick tendon was severed, it's not ready. Why? Because the Yitzhak Rezine. So there's still no Chies left in the Behemoth. Ho Yitzhak Rezine. If Saktine, Ho Yitzhak Rezine. Rezine. So now let's see his mate. Now, from this Gemara, Mashma, that's one. It's one little sugi, one small piece of Gemara. And here we have a machlokes between HaMeimah Mishmei D'Rav and Mar Barabashi. So HaMeimah Mishmei D'Rav Zvich is the machmir, Mar Barabashi is the maker. So HaMeimah Mishmei D'Rav Zvich is the machmir. So he he utters in one of two cases, either that the thick one, either that the thick one is severed, even though the two thin ones are intact, or the two thin ones are severed. The two thin ones are severed. And Mavar Apashe, that is Mekil, so it's Mekil only if one of these two is intact, either the two thin ones or the thick one. Now, so, but even, so it appears from the Gemara, even Mavar Apashe would be made. Suppose the thick one is severed, and one of the two thin ones is also severed, but one of the two thin ones is intact. Then it appears from the Gemara, even Mar Baravashe would be Mar. And then it also appears that even according to Amei Mamishpid Razvi, who is the Machmir, if Sakalime as the Rebinia, if Saktine as the Rebinia, so only if both, so it's Mashma from Amei Mamishpid Razvi, that only if both thin ones, if the two small tendons, both of them are severed, even though the thick one is intact, then it is straight. But suppose the thick one is intact, and one thin one is also intact, but one thin one is severed, then even the Machmir, Amei Mamishpid Razvi, would be major. That's how it's mashma. But let's see the other piece of Gemara. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Be'ifet, so shitza chutahav. There are 16 chutim, he found. He posik chadina yitri. Omar, mar baravashe ha vekamim lekamei da'avet. ועשר כמה איפה, ובוד הכבש כבי חמישה. 15. חווה, חדה ראשון וחווה. So there was one tendon in the law that was different than the other. So actually it was double. So now saying it's split it. ואשכפרי, so then altogether there was 60. Omar Rav Yudah, now the next piece of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yudah Marav, So in other words, when does it become treifet with this a severance of the Tzumis HaGidim only with the severed berube? My rube reverbe. So in other words, so that means that if one tendon, and it doesn't spell out dafke, the thick tendon. In other words, any tendon. So if a single tendon was severed, it's already treif according to him, according to this lashon. Or from Rav Yudah Marav. So it's already prayed. Now, from the previous piece of Gemara, we see that even Amei Mamishpid Razvi, who is the Machmir, so he's only Machmir if the two thin ones are severed, even though the thick one is intact. But if the thick one is intact, and one thin one is intact, but one thin one is severed, it's Mashma, it's kosher. And here he says, no, reverberment. So in other words, so it's a third chin. Ki amrite kami nishmuel omali merdet lo tehavi. Ki nipsek chad minaye ligamre hoike trei. So in other words, so Rav said that even if one tendon was severed, it's already trait. Even though the thick one is intact, and one thin one is intact. So Shmuel was chilek. And he said, after all, we have three tendons. So why should it become trait when it's kimipsak chat minayim? Hoikatrei. So here, they don't seem to distinguish in the previous piece of Gemara, a distinction is made between the thick one and the two thin ones. Here, no distinction is made between the thick one and the thin ones. So Rav said that if one, even a thin one, he was severed, and two, the thick one and the other thin one are intact, so it's already treiv. So Shmuel is chelik. Why should it be treiv? After all, you have two that are intact. So according to Shmuel, and Shmuel doesn't distinguish between thick one and thin one either. In other words, so according to this lashon, so it appears that according to Rav, so if one of the tendons, of the three tendons, is severed, it's treiv. And Shmuel says, as long as two tendons remain intact, and it doesn't make any difference, according to Shmuel, according to this lashon, so even if the two that remain intact, even if the two that remain intact, so happen to be the two thin ones, so it's also kosher. It's also kosher. All right. Time in the So Shmuel is only making if two, even if the two are two thin ones, are intact. Hold the ketroy who pleaded Rabbanoy. So the Rabbanoy of Shmuel, because, so in other words, so Rabbanoy in the name of Shmuel said, is even a bigger baker than Shmuel here. Why? Because as Rav Yehuda alibed Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel said me alet lo tave. So only if two are left that are intact. But if you don't have two that are intact, so then it's right. But that's Rav Yehuda Mishim Shmuel. But Rav Noye Mishim Shmuel, he is such a meikil. Tzumis agidna from nishtaya boel l'kichut asal b'lchev. In other words, even if a little bit, a mashu is left in the tendons, a mashu. In other words, even though the rov is nifsak, but a mashu is left, not nifsak, so it's also kosher. What is a treiv? If it will be completely severed, nothing left, unsevered. Vikedamre, now we have a second question. Vikedamre, my obey, what is it? We'll soon see from the second question. Vike de amre, may rube. In other words, even it's mashma from this Gemara, that according to Rav Noya or Shmuel, so even if each one, all the three are separate, but they are not severed completely, as the Gemara says in the second question, if one third of each tendon is left unsevered, so it's already, it's still chill. Vike de amre, may rube. So according to the first Loshen Rav said that if one tendon is severed, even though the two are intact consists of one thick one and one thin one, but just one is severed, so it's straight. But the second Loshen Rav said, we could amre may rubi riv kol echad vechad, if each one was severed by rubi. So Shmuel said, "Hoike tilte a third." So true that the major portion of each tendon is severed, but a third, two thirds of each tendon is severed, but one third of each tendon remains intact. Should also be kosher. Misayl Rabbanoy, Dom Rabbanoy Amar Shmuel Tzum Zagin Shomu Af Nishtaya Bo Lekhut Asar Moshe. Alright, so in other words, so we have the Bessi Yosef discusses, I mean, that there seems to be a certain inconsistency between the first Sugye and the second Sugye. Now the question is, how do we pass? Oh, because of Aramba, Nipsa Kagodeo Kule,
ושניים הקטנים קיומים, אוי שנפסיקו השניים, והגודל קיום, שם. So in other words, the Rambam Paskus like Mar Bar Avashe in the first sugi. Like Mar Bar Avashe in the first sugi. So in other words, that if the thick one was severed and the two thin ones are intact, so it's kosher. Why? Because the Rav Binyan, because the Rav Binyan is left intact. Oy shenifsiku hashnayim. So the Rav Binyan is left intact. Not like a meima, Mishem Rav Zvid, but like Mar Bar Avashe. V'cheini nifzakt, k'tzos kol echod mehem, k'sheir, ad she nifzak reiv kol echod v'echod mehem. Suppose a little bit in each tendon was severed, but the rope in each tendon remained. So it's also kosher. So it's kosher. V'rashe osa afilu b'nifzak reiv shel echod mehem. Because Rashi paskens lechum. So in other words, as the Bais Yosef points out, so that means that Rashi paskens lechumre, not just Rashi doesn't pasken lechumre completely like a meima mishmid Rav Zvid. Even though Rashi says here, you see, the lashon of Rashi is here very confusing, because on one hand Rashi says, וכמר ברבשי קיימו לו בכל דוכתה בר מיטרתה מכתפוי דיסה ומפחשוי. So that would mean that only that we pask like מר ברבשי in כל התירי כולה except in two יוני מכתפוי דיסה, this is Sanhedrin, מפחשוי. So these are the two exceptions where we don't pask like מר ברבשי, but every other place we do pask like מר ברבשי. So Mimila, that means that we paskin, that Rashi is saying we paskin like the Rav Mar Bar Avashe likule. That if Sakalime or Iker of Mien, if Sektine or Iker of Binyan. But then Rashi, Tochkin Dibo says, Uvishio Tzumazgid in Achashalech liku, Vuvispor Shilcha Sekeman, Bisholti Olach HaMachmir, Utrefes the Raise. So he says, so we Olach HaMachmir. הילקח מילו עקום מאדמוקים שמספשתי, כל מוקים שחיתך שום, הווצו מסגידים, ואפילו הלכו בקיימס ועצם קיים טריפו. So, if the Rishonim didn't mention in the name of Rashi, that Rashi paskens lechumre, so then I would say that, on the contrary, that Rashi paskens here כמר בר אבשי, because Rashi says, וכמר בר אבשי קיימו לו בכל דוכתה בר מיטרתה מכתב ודוסה מפחשוי. And he doesn't say בר מיטרתה מכתב ודוסה מפחשוי אין צומס הגיד. So it's משמע that here we do pasken like מר בר אבשי. Oh, so then you ask what Rashi says ובשיר צומס הגיד אין החשנך ולספור ישיר חסקימן שמתיר הולך החרמך מיה. So the question is, I mean, how is it here, so why does he say here, achar ha-machmir, we pasken, not like the machmir. So, if the Rishonim didn't mention that Rashi paskens like a meima mishmid Rav Zvid, then I would say that when Rashi says, uvishir tzumis agid na'achar shalech liku, he has reference to the previous Gemara, where it begins, the tzumis agid. Where it begins. So then the Gemara says, Veilin Tzibus Agidi. Rabbi Oma Ravashi Dagamu Leba. Rabbi Baravuna Oma Ravashi Dagamu Lega. Rove Breit Rabbi Baravuna Oma Ravashi Ravashi Dilu Kumi. So Rashi, I would say that Rashi has reference when he says Bishalti Olacha, Vishir Tzumis Agidin, he doesn't have reference to this Machlekes, even though he says it in connection with the Sugye. And together, you see, and this Sugye, but he has reference to that Machlekes, but in this Machlekes, he passes like the Meikel, because he says, now, Teisve says, Pirish bekundres, dich im Marber wasche keim und bechol duchte, barm mich da von du so mehr paar Schuhe, wie ging ich bis jetzt an neuem warm roi, wie rach Pirish die keim und kawosse, bechol duchte, barm mich paar Schuhe, wie chivre, wie simen kuli hoffa chloppen, wie chivre heine harte schmeit, im chim Pirish am Tam. So der Rach, am Tam, they say, chivre is an exception. But Rashi doesn't say, chivre is an exception. He says, mich da von du so mehr paar Schuhe, the exception. So that means Subazgitni is not an exception. But when he says, take it, he doesn't have reference to this machlekes, but he has reference to the machlekes of Ayim Vovim Dalev. I mean, that's the Pashas Advarim. Pashas Advarim, but see what they do. All right. Virashi Osar, Afil Benif Sak, Reif Shalechodne. Afil Benif Sak, Reif Shalechodne. So that means that they assumed that when Rashi says, Holachacha Machmir, true, that goes without saying that when Rashi says, Holachacha Machmir, he certainly has reference to the previous Machlekes. Because, Kintach, Minu Yokume Ab Mokim Shemispashti, Kom Mokim Shachitach, Shonav Tzimizgidim. That's the previous Machlekes. But since Rashi mentioned, right after this machleike, so that means, so they understood Rashi. The Rishonim understood Rashi. That Rashi, when he says, "V'lispor shilchese kiman mishnir hamachmir," that he has reference not only to the machleikes that I'm involved with Aleph, but he has reference to this machleikes. This has, but the Bais Yosef points out, in other words, this is the Rashi. But if this is the Rashi, Rashi says it in connection with the first sugi. So in the first sugya, so we have to go pasal the machmir. Who is the machmir? Ameima mishmei Rav Zvi. Ameima mishmei Rav Zvi. The Bais Yosef has another kashe. How can Rashi pass like the machmir? After all, he a marba ravashi masli kule. So he is a basoi. So he should pass like marba ravashi. So he should pass like marba ravashi. So he says. That's what Bais Yosef says. That Rashi probably had another girse. He didn't have a girse. Mar bravashe masn likule. But another ameire mishmei de rabzvit masn likule. Not mar bravashe. Because mar bravashe, you should pass like mar bravashe. Bravashe. All right, that's something else. But then the Bais Yosef es tikashe. Now, why does the Torah say that Rashi osa afu b'nif sakreiv shalechad mehen? Because of this Rashi. That Rashi says, "Uvishiyot zimizagid nachash lechad v'isparish shalchesikiman b'shem teolach hachamachmir." No, so he says it. I'm the Gemara and the Machlekes between Amei Mamishmei Rav Zvid and Mar Baravashi. So that means he passes like Amei Mamishmei Rav Zvid. But Amei Mamishmei Rav Zvid doesn't say that if one tendon was nifsak, even if one thin tendon was nifsak, it's straight. Amina Shmir Rav Zvid says that if Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan is gone, so it's straight. So that means if the two thin ones are severed, or the one thick one is severed, but suppose the thick one is intact, and one thin one is intact, and one thin one is severed, then it may come to Amina Mishmei Rav Zvid. So it should be ksheiro. It should be trained for only according to the first lashon of Rav in the second sugya. But Rashi doesn't say anything on the second sugya. He says it on here. So he says, but the two says, V'Rashi Osar, Afilu B'Nifzak Reif Shalechod Mehem. Afilu B'Nifzak Reif Shalechod Mehem. So that means that even, he doesn't say Afilu B'Nifzak Reif Shalechod Mehem, but Afilu B'Nifzak Reif Shalechod Mehem. Echod Adak. And then the thick one and the other dark one, so are intact. So it's also, where does Rashi say that? So then he mentions in the name of the Baal HaTruma, the Baal HaTruma says, in the name of Rashi, that Rashi utters, even when one thin one is sent. And I suppose that the reason as to why the Rishonim say it in the name of Rashi, because I suppose they had the tshuva of Rashi, besides this Rashi. So Mimele, since they had the tshuva of Rashi, Rashi said it, so they explain this Rashi also. But if they didn't have any other source in Rashi, so we could apply this Rashi to the Machlekes that I involve in the Aleph, not to this Machlekes. All right, anyway, this is what the Torah mentioned in the name of Rashi. So the Rashi also after the Divtak and Shalechot Meh. So that means, not like a Meimah, he paskes lechumre like the first, like Rav, in the first Loshen of Rav, in the second piece of Gemara. All right. Vadeni over Hosal, Kosta. I mean, it looks like the Rambam's Pesach, but there is a difference. Because what does the Rambam say? Because of the Rambam. Nipsak ha-godel kule, u-shnayim ha-ktanim kayomim, u-shinipsik ha-shnayim, va-godel kayom is kshayom. So the Rambam, he passes like Mar Bar Avashe, but in explaining Mar Bar Avashe, the Rambam limits Mar Bar Avashe's kule to a case where the thick one was, where the thick one is intact, even though the two thin ones were separate. But suppose the rov of the two thin ones were severed, and the thick one is not severed by Rubei, but it was severed by Mikzosei, then even according to the Rambam, it would be fine. The Rambam, the way the two quotes the Rambam, because of the Rambam, Nifzak HaGodel Kolei Shnayim HaKtanim Kayomim, Oyshe, Shenifzik HaShnayim, VeHaGodel Kayom. What do you mean VeHaGodel Kayom? It's intact. It wasn't Nifzak at all. But suppose it's Nifzik HaShnayim, and the HaGodel is also Nifzak Mute. But Rubin is Kayom. He doesn't say VeHaGodel Kayom BeRubin. But VeHaGodel Kayom, that means that the Godel, the thick tendon, is completely intact. But let's see what the Rosh says. Vadeini obi rozal kosar. In other words, he's more meikil than the Rambam. Vadeini obi rozal kosar. Afilu lo inisha arif shol kol echod v'echod meh. Sheo. Shein asuro Elohim kei nifzak kol agodeil. V'rubei shol kol echod v'echod. Me aktani. Oy she nifziku kol shnayim aktani. V'rubei shol agodeil. Avo im nifzak agodeil. V'nifzak, v'nisha, reiv, mikol echod me'aktanim, oi shenifzik u'shnayim aktanim, v'nisha boi, rubi shlagod, even though it's not completely intact. So it's also Rosh. There's a difference between the psak of the Rambam and the psak of the Rosh. Behev, heim be'etzem emtsoi, k'moi be'behemo, v'simonam boi, k'simonam be'behemo, v'heim te'zayim. V'chomo, eif mibeimo, sh'afilu im nifzak, echot, mihen treiv. If nifzak echot mihen treiv. In other words, if one tendon was completely severed, so then the chies of the orb is gone, if it was completely separate. Kosef HaRashba, v'im nifzak sosi shekol echol mehen, but suppose there isn't even one tendon of the 16 tendons that were severed completely, but yos tzas, yesh matirin ache yifzik reif kol echod ve'echod mehen, k'moy bibeim. V'yeish mishayisrin afilu b'nifzak reiv echad mehem. So that those who are machmir, that not only, after all we see that
that the din of the din of off is much more humble than the din of Geima. Why? Because the tendons in an off are much weaker. Are much weaker. So in melee you need all of that in order to maintain the chiyas of the behemoth. And if one tendon is completely severed, then it's great. But this is the Gemara says. But the question is, suppose one tendon is nifsak b'hubin, but it's not completely severed. So do we say, as long as the rov of one tendon is nifsak, it's already trade? Or if the whole tendon is severed one, then it's trade. But if only the rov, so achiyiv sekriv kol echad v'echad. So that today. V'im nishba lo etzem, v'im keitzo mesagidim, v'im nikshav v'nisra pel yofe, yeish esri b'lo yibdike, kifin she'ilu huvo v'foneinu, keidim she'nisra pel ho yotzo yibdike. In other words, here we're not discussing the shaila of the shever of an etzem, of the shever of the etzem in the shake. That has to do with the two lishenes of Rav Yudah Marah. And in regard to that, so according to this, to the second version of Rav Yudah Marah, so in shever and etzem, there is no erubosa or chifin, they say, and no erubosa or kayom. So according to the second version of Rav Yudah Marah, it's kshayom. And according to the first version, so if there is no erubosa or kayom, chifin, they say, so then it's right. Israel. But here we're not discussing it. Here we discuss this, because if Nishbar Etzem came to Mesagdidin, so apart from the significance of the Sheva per se, that's following the Machlokes of the two Lishenis of Abdul Marat. So it establishes the Reyeseh in regard to the Mesagdidin. Because, true, let's say according to the second version of Rav Yudah Marah, so in Shevar, in the Shem bone, there is not matter. But the Reyesa, it creates, a Reyesa, it creates in regard to the Tzemes Hagini. Since we see that the Shem bone is broken, so we have to behave change, maybe the Tzemes Hagini are also fractured. Maybe the tendons, the tzumes hagidin are also fractured. So, v'nish baro etzem k'in tzumes hagidin, v'nikshah, v'nisra p'yope, yeish eisrim b'loitike. So it goes without saying that if nish baro etzem k'in tzumes hagidin, not only tzumes hagidin, even according to the second version of Ra, and even if there is a robust of infinite, so then it cannot become treifo per se. But if it's not nitsha, so then it creates a reyese, maybe the tendons are also fractured. And maybe we are required to make it thorough bdike, to look, to inspect all the gidim, the three gidim, to see whether they are intact or they are severed, fractured, so on. But that goes without saying. But the machlekes is, suppose we find that the etzem came to Mesagidim is fractured, and this etzem was healed, it was set in, it retracted, it was rebound, it became rebound. So, v'nitzrape yofe, in other words, even if it was healed, a shever yad of you the book. So still, yesh eisrin beloy b'dike. Now here it's not a shayle in regard to the shever being matter of the behemo, but the shayle is, maybe the tumas agidim are not intact. So some Peshem say that even though we see that it set in, and it retracted, it rebound, and so on, so we still have to make a decay, inspect the convergence of the tendons. to make sure that there was no severance in the convergence of attendance. Why King Shuvel Freno Kalim Shinisrape Utsov Dike? So even Lacha Shinisrape, we have to be patient. The Arab Shuvel Mivre, because of Jimon Itzvo, Shin Way Nishtame Mares Aposa Shla Shevea, Ozvada Nisrape Yote. Avo Nishtame Ozvada Yeshlosh. 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 Now, the Shach points out that, in other words, we have 2 days. So the machmir, those who are aser below dike, they are aser even if it's niksha v'nisrapi yofe. Even if it was niksha so well that it was devek al devek yadov yuchubok. Shever al sheva yadov yuchubok. Shever al sheva. Mahinkin, the one who is mati, so he is mati even if it was just niksha in the rough way, not shever al sheva yadov yuchubok. ורבי שמשים של כוס אשים יר הדור עובר נשאר עם השמושס בין שאיף של אוכן החרס או עם התירת אבל לא בין אך בקוס אדין לא בין אורוזה תכתיבים שהדור מפוף בין הגדל את אוכל האחמר בלא והרמב״ן מכשיר now we went over this approach והרמב״ן מכשיר בניפוץ ומסגידים ויחות אחר כך הורגל למיילומה מפני שהוא פסיק בנכת חורת לאו כרבאופס. In other words, so this Ramban we see 2 shittas. One is that the Paschus, like the second version of Rabbi Gamarab, like Ul and Midravesh, that only above the joint can a fracture be matured again. But below the knee joint, no fracture in the shape can be matured again. That's number one, that he passes like the knee. And then another Hiddush, which is a big Hiddush, which is controversial and most Hashem Achim, that if the Tzumas HaGidim was cut out above the heart, and then, let's say a week later, so a doctor cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, so then, even though it already became trefor, so it becomes Ksheiroid. והרמב״ן מת, אני רוצה להגיד לכם חודר רק ככה רגע, ומה למד, כשהוא פייסק ויחצר על מנק רבל, ובי כרבצק שהוא מח שמנחתר הוא רגע למד, זה להגיד אם אין דעת זה, אני אומר לך. In other words, in regard to the question as to whether we pass for like the first version of Rabbi Gamarab, or like the second version. So the Ramban says, if we pass for like the second version, so the Roach is not masking with him. In other words, he is masking with Rashi, that we pass for like the first version of Rabbi Gamarab. That even in the shake area, so a fracture, if it's not covered by a obosso, so it's matter of vein. And Uvamesh toss up in the other Hiddush of the Ramban, that even though the vein became trained already, but once you cut off the lower half of the leg, it becomes kshelo again, he's also heavy. Uvamesh toss up lachtem regal malum to sagidim lachshiro, with his mob, because of Adinio Verozdal, he doesn't take it. Now we went on. Nikus tumes agidim. Pirish mokim shagidim nikshorim yach. Roshe yibad le tamosir. Yibad le tamosir, so it means from the hair. And the hair, so there is a convergence of it. So here we say, tumes agidim, there is a convergence of tenders. Oni she nifsiku treif, afo pishe kolo etzem kolo. Tumas agidim hem bibeimo ve'et mamtsoi kela pechut sha'azon of neifilolo. Sha'azon of neifilolo. I mean, this is the shite of Moshe Hashem, Rashi, the Rim, Teitzvetz, the Rosh, but the Raim of Israel. Neifi she'em eya, she'em kela pitni, ritzad halal abeya. Yeish lehachmiya kishpe amdo. Aber a poor vishim meyiki. In other words, the tzumet agidi is here in the back of the foot, above the ankle joint. Hach lo som le mayo ma'ako. הוא עצם קוד שמחבר את זמו שלו רעש, עצם קוד, שמחבר עצים לעקוב בו על מכרס מורש, ועצם זהו שמצחתם ביתנאיס, שכן קובו, ובמילו אמנו מסחבו ומצייסים בדמינו, ואילו מספסים בשוי, עד שמצחקתם בחזרים כנבוס. ניפסיקו או ניפלו כנגד הערכים כשר, ומילו מהערכים הוא העמוקים שהדבוקים תראים ביתנאיס. Hier auch kommen wir mit dem Maschinen und ihr seht sich, dass sie mit Basten mit Bosser zu dem Vagato und der Sein des Beuts. Wie ist die Schäme? Das ist der Rief von der Rambam, der Sein des Beuts. Und dann, sagt es, wie gemorret es, gebatete. Gebatete, aber batete. So rat es es, aber batete, die ich batete, ist nur jetzt war. So aber batete, aber batete, ist vor es Beuts. Kommt zu der Rief in der Rambam, batete, nur ich batete, ist vor es Beuys. So, wo batete, im 16. es Beuys. Wie ich mich immer schon hier und alle es Beuys bringen, wo ich da komme, wo ich noch so chachom im Schiech. Elo, wie mag ich so, wie mich, wie kommt man, wie ich wohne im Kopf, wie ich hoffe, wie ich schon zu mir sage. Aber wie ich mich immer so, wie ich mich da mit da komme, wie ich mich sage. Und mag ich, wie ich wohne im Kopf, wie ich wohne im Tass, und man sieht, wie es gut ist, wie ich habe zum Sagib. Jinki die Machirin, die nicht nur im Beilu, mit Sachus, mit Nachus. Wie ist so die Auerzauber zum Sagib, wo der Mann zum Sagib. Wie ist so mein Bekall zum Sagib. Zum Sagib, wie bei ihm auch, Gimu, Echo Dorf, Schrei im Dach, Necht, Achof, Livade, Imu, Terex. Schari, Nitaru, Schnitzneri, die passt es like the Rambam. In other words, like the first, Sugi of the Gemore, and like Marbar Vash, Shari Shnai Shnai, Necht Rashnai Madaki Muteret, Shari Lavavot Mishnei, Vahal Mitu Kla Tzumu, the whole convergence was not Nita, Elo Miuti, Necht Akubish Volechome, Frank. Hagido O, Vu Eisi Shem Apidim Shetil Rabeim, Vu Munach Ala Shnai Vim Dvukim Bibotol Vetsa, Behei Pim Vetsem Emtsoi, Kmoi Dibheimo, Vim Tezayim, Die Nisa Kubi shall echon mehen, trinke. Na, die two Menschen, now, is if the one tendon was completely severed, then everybody agrees that it's trinke. Suppose just the whole of one tendon was Nisa, not completely. So if the trinke, by virtue of the fact that the whole, because Kubi can pull it, or if not the whole tendon, one tendon was severed, so then only if the whole of each tendon was